When did you realize you were first interested in music?
As long as I could remember, later on, my mother said when I was a kid, the washing machine was going, wooka, 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 and I'd be in a diaper, and I would, like, just dance with it. I guess that was the rhythm. It wasn't music, but it was the rhythm, and I guess maybe from there, I guess that's about it. And then I saw a saxophone. And when we were living in Newark, I saw it in the window of Dawn and Kirshner Music Store on Springfield Avenue.
And about how old were you then, do you think?
Oh, 9, 10. Oh, man. But I didn't get a horn until I was 16, you know.
But when you saw that saxophone in the window,
oh,
what
man,
did you
that
think?
Was it. Oh, man, I thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. Oh, man. I'd just go and look at it every day. Go and look up there. But he had a whole window full of saxophones. I'll just go and look at them, you know. It's wonderful.
Did you kind of pick one out that you thought
no,
you might
no,
like
no, I just looked. Just I looked at the tenor, man. I, you know, and what happened was when I finally got one, it was old beat-up alto, silver.
And how did you get it?
I think my Uncle Louis got it for me. Uncle Louis and my Uncle Jake, he was kind of contributed a little bit to it, too.
And these were your mother's brothers?
Uncle Louis was my mother's brother, and Uncle Jake was my father's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that and that night when I put that horn in the bed, man, I just slept with it. You know, that was really something. Good feeling, man.